air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Sun Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa.
The hit Showtime series Homeland has mined the headlines and suggested some headlines in the world of spies and international terrorism. And while the show is dedicated to keeping you guessing about who are the bad guys and who are the good guys and gals, this guy is a typical bad guy. Rich, Muslim, working for terrorists. You know the drill.
I would like to leave now.
I'm afraid we can't allow that.
You CIA? FBI? Whoever you are, you can't hold me. I am a Saudi diplomat. I have diplomatic protection. My ambassador will go straight to the White House, and you will both lose your jobs.
Why don't you take a look at these photographs? Then you can call anyone you want.
That's a scene from season one of the series Homeland, which ran away with the Emmys this year. It's been upped for a season three and has begun its second season by motivating a conversation about Muslim identity and identity generally. The Emmy Award-winning lead actor in the series, Damian Lewis, who plays American Marine Sergeant Nicholas Brody, is actually a Brit. Claire Danes, who plays Carrie Matheson, a CIA agent with a dangerous psychiatric condition, has identity questions of her own. Who is the enemy is one of the themes of Homeland, and it has fascinated Naif al-Mutawa, the creator of the comic book series The 99, who is both a fan of the show and often wary of its content and portrayal of Muslims.
It's an entertaining show. I don't agree with the politics of it. I don't agree with a lot of the way things are done in it. But overall, I watched season one, and I'm watching season two.
And, you know, it's from the same group that brought you 24. It's certainly an improvement, or at least the characters are more believable in this than they ever were in 24.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, the Arabic language used in the show is nobody speaks like that, so it's very hard to kind of understand what they're saying. You know, some of the messaging there so far. I mean, 24 kind of corrected itself in the series around season three or so when they kind of got into positive portrayals of Muslims as well. This show, I mean, the only Muslim that seems to have any kind of conscious is the one that actually has been turned and is trying to sabotage the U.S. government. So there's still room for improvement there.
Although, let's talk about some of the characters. I mean, the ultimate evil guy is, trying to avenge the death of his son from a drone strike. I mean, that's not, a terribly immoral position to be in, you know, and we're talking about a violent TV show, right?
I mean, listen, I'm the father of five young boys, and I can't imagine what I'd do if somebody had killed one of my sons. But at the same time, it's a representation not just of a person, it's a representation of a people, the way it's being done. And it's a very fine line because on the one end, you know, fiction kind of, they're like dreams. It portrays either the hopes or the fears of a people. And in this, it kind of hits both on the head.
One of the themes here, though, is who can be turned and why. You had the couple in the first season who, she grew up in Saudi Arabia, was a completely white American, and her experience embittered her, turned her into a terrorist. She actually went out and turned her own boyfriend, who was not particularly terrorist inclined. You know, these characters are not the kind of things that you see typically, and I wonder if it goes beyond the stereotype at all.
I mean, that was interesting. I mean, as a clinical psychologist who worked with survivors of torture, I thought that was very, very interesting, the way they did that. And it threw a little plot twist that, you know, came out of left field. But at the same time, you know, we're talking about very complex ideas, but it's not really going to, you know, the head of university departments and the Ivy League. It's going to kind of, it's mass media. And so, you know, most people aren't going to get kind of what you're getting at, and that's the concern.
Take a look at this season, where you've got, rich, seemingly brilliantly educated Muslims who have access to, you know, U.S. government secrets, but are also helping terrorists. Do such characters exist? Are we talking about the Prince Bandars of the world here?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think all kinds of characters exist, and I think different kinds of opportunities, you know, different people kind of will come to the front lines. I don't think there's, you know, you're talking about a world that has, you know, that's a third Muslim. So you're going to have the good apples, you're going to have your bad apples, you're going to have your confused apples who think they're oranges. I mean, you're going to have all kinds of fruit there. So I don't think that there's any situation that wouldn't lend itself to a person that wants to take advantage of that situation. And I think that's pretty universal. And I know, being general with the answer, I mean, I would hate to point fingers at any one particular political leader.
So those characters don't offend you?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's fiction. It's fiction, and if people like it, then they watch it. If they don't, then they won't. And I believe that that's the natural life of any media property. That's the bottom line.
You know it well. Naif Al-Mutawa is creator of the comic book series The 99. I mean, you basically create entertainment and also plumb from reality for plot lines and for the characters that you create as well.
Yes, and it's not been a stranger to controversy here in America, where we've been kind of been having issues with some people who have accused me of being an evil Arab American terrorist. So for some people, just the color of my skin or my faith is enough to conjure up devils. So when you work in that landscape, it's very volatile, and so you need to kind of figure out what your message is, figure out what your war is, and not be sidetracked by these battles. And sometimes it's very difficult to mistake a battle for a war. And I think that's what the Homeland is going through now. It's what we're going through. And I think just keep your eye on the big picture of what you're trying to achieve.
And Homeland loves that even the devils are watching too, right, Naif?
So one last question.
Sure. Do you think Claire Danes in this show, the character that she plays, is sympathetic to Muslims, or ultimately thinks everyone is a terrorist?
Imam, my name is Carrie Matheson.
Another government official here to suggest that if we weren't all guilty one way or another, none of this would have happened, right?
I'm also well aware of your good work in this neighborhood, beyond just here in the mosque.
Then you should know how violated we all feel.
I do, yes.
I think she's fascinating. I mean, as a clinical psychologist, seeing somebody that's in that position but has a psychiatric problem, I think is fantastic, because it also helps to normalize, that people with mental illness aren't necessarily, bad. They see the world a bit differently, and I thought that was just fascinating what they've done with her.
And she seems among the most sympathetic to real Muslim values and Muslim traditions, and shows more respect than most of the other characters.
She does, and I wonder whether that stems from the fact that she herself is alienated within her community, within her job, within what she's doing. And I wonder if the identification there with Muslims doesn't come from feeling isolated and being shunned aside.
Well, it's very, very interesting, and I guess we'll keep watching, right?
Absolutely. I know I will.
Naif Al-Mutawa is creator of the comic book series The 99. We're talking about the second series of Homeland and its controversy and nuance within the Muslim community. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.